This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023
yes.
PSCU Member Forum. Almost forgot where I was for a second, Jeff.
Well, I know. Well, you travel around a lot.
Last week I was in Las Vegas. The week before I was in Las Vegas. The week before, I don't know where. But yeah. But anyway, hey, we're here in Tampa, Florida at the 2023 PSCU Member Forum with Jack Lynch, Mr. Jack Lynch from Triverity. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good.
It's a fantastic start here. A lot of people. It's just great to see all the community and everybody getting together again. It's just great.
Indeed. Well, last year we were in Las Vegas.
That's right.
What a coincidence.
That's right.
I was just there last week. Oh, the NFL draft was going on at the same time, too, if you
recall.
That's
right. I remember that now.
Fun. So what are some of your expectations for the member forum this year? Because obviously Chuck was just on stage talking, and
absolutely.
So we're just getting things rolling here.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think there's so many great things going on, and the ability to talk about those things. Mm-hmm. Not only what we're doing as a cooperative in terms of helping our credit unions out, but to all the other solutions and things that we're building upon.
Right.
And specifically, we talked about, of course, in fraud and delinquency management with Triverity and some of the new tools we put into place as we're seeing the rise in delinquency as well. And some of the conversations we've already had with credit unions have been really, really good in terms of how we can help.
Yeah, actually, Chuck mentioned that on stage about the delinquencies rising now that a lot of the forbearance are kind of going off and a lot of the government's payments, that type of stuff, is tapering off. Then now it's like we're back to reality, it sounds like.
I think we are. So, and it's really great that during this time we were actually able to implement some additional digital tools and additional things in the collection space that are brand new to the industry. And I think a lot of people are really interested in how we can reach out to our members, whether it's payment reminders and things like that, to make sure your credit unions are at the top of mind when they're struggling with
no better place than your credit union to turn to,
because
they got all the resources.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about the topic at hand here, and it is intelligent fraud decisioning. So
yes,
for those couple of us out there who haven't heard of intelligent fraud, can you give us a quick summary of
absolutely
what that
is? Well, I would start off with, actually, when you think about it, it's part of our continuing journey in terms of where we're going and with the linked analysis and the things we've talked about in the past, and how we're leveraging AI and looking across all channels in a holistic way.
Okay.
And I think with this new solution on that, think of that as part of that overall journey that we're going on, where we're actually going to be able to do things like leveraging AI, not just changing strategies, but also looking at how the machine learning can actually see things that are going on in pattern in real time and start changing them as they see that.
Oh, nice.
So it's really going to be cool, and as well as have visibility into what's going on, what are the strategies actually doing, and actually what parts that we can help in terms of leveraging that, and all the things around linked analysis, being able to put all those different channels into that. So it's not just looking at what's going on with the card, what's going on with the strategy, but all the things we're building in the linked analysis, applying that to the card strategies themselves, so the machine learning can actually pick that up. Because I always say the fraudsters are moving more to intelligent fraud sting.
Intelligent fraud sting.
Which
you got it right here.
There you go.
You heard it live right here. You got the scoop. Intelligent fraud sting.
When you really think about it, they're actually utilizing machine learning. They're not focusing on one credit union.
They're
looking across holistically things. So we would think, why are they picking on my credit union? Well, it'd be nice if it's just your credit union, but it's reality. They're looking for patterns that they can go and say, weakness is here. Let's try that across various financial institutions and see if that's going to work, or life insurance companies, or government, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So really, this is going to help us react quickly. I call it machine against machine in some cases, but also with the intelligent design working in there with the strategies.
I think
it's going to be awesome, especially with the additional visibility for those who want to take part in the solution.
Okay, when you said machine versus machine, I started thinking, Jack, about, well, I heard this a couple of years ago, that you have good AI versus bad AI. And I think you might have been the one who told me this.
That's right.
And it's now like, seeing, this is mind-blowing.
It really is. And now you're seeing in the press things like Elon Musk and some of the other people in industry going, hey, should we, like, all get together and figure out where we're going with this, because we're getting worried about bad AI and the usage of that and what do we need to do around that, because it's coming and it's how we're going to utilize technology in the future. It's going to be so important for us to wrap our mind around what that means, as opposed to science fiction dystopias where the machines take over the world. It's probably time we start thinking about, you know, those type of things moving forward. But in the here and now, we have to use it, because the good AI to combat what's happening now on the bad AI.
Well, I mean, if we're using AI, definitely the fraudsters are using AI. So they're using it to, you know, to the hilt, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. And to that point, even things what we've talked about in the past around synthetics and fraud, all that, now with the deepfake fraud going on and how they're building these profiles and characteristics where after a while it'll be me showing up on a video conference call and you think it's me.
It's not
my inflection of my voice and all of that, it's going to look like me. I'm going to look at you and go, oh, that's Jack, you know. here's my routing and transit number, go ahead and make that transaction for me, and it's not me.
Oh my gosh. So the next time we do a Zoom call, will that be Jack Lynch?
Yeah, we'll have to come up with some kind of code. We'll come up with that the machine learning hasn't picked up yet.
I mean, we're laughing right now, but that's going to be a reality like within the next couple of hours, probably.
It really is.
If not already.
It really is. We've talked about in the past, and when you look at industry, about not really the human robots that really are thinking. I mean, that's still a long way away, but today, even the robotics in terms of how it can mirror human reactions and biometric capability that has and all that, that is coming to fruition now. And we have to start thinking about those things now and how we're going to deal with it.
Well, and that brings up another point, is like, because we're all, you know, video banking is really big right now. So it could be AI Jack going on to a video banking and talking to a teller. I mean, that's a definite possibility, right?
That's so, absolutely.
Or bad AI Jack.
Right, bad.
We want good AI Jack, but bad AI Jack can go on to and and get all that information from a teller, possibly, right?
That's
exactly
right.
So, I mean, that's another scenario.
Yeah, we're actually looking at some of the technology now, and with some of our partners looking at, to where actually it's similar to what we've done with voice biometrics. Even though they have replicated it, there's also certain things you can detect in the background and the nuances digitally.
Okay.
Same thing with video. We're actually looking at tools now that you can look at two things, and to you it's mirror, but our systems that will be able in the future to actually detect, wait a minute, there's something in the digital noise underneath.
Okay.
It shows that it's actually a replication and not the real you coming through, because it's still, at the end of the day, ones and zeros coming through, but there's a lot of different digital noise patterns. Also, where's the video coming from, right?
Good point.
So now
good
we can see, okay, well, I know Jack's in Tampa, but wait a minute, this is coming from across the pond, either Pacific or Atlantic Ocean, and making three hops. Those are the kind of technology things we're going to have to look at.
See, now that technology is actually even more amazing than I think than the surface level AI stuff. I mean, to get that other technology to be able to detect what's real and what's not real, that's mind-blowing as well.
Yeah, so that's what we're looking at now for the future. So it never ends. I mean, we can't rest on our laurels, even with what we're doing today and with some of these solutions that are coming out in terms of decisioning. That's just not the end of it. We've got to continue to look forward on behalf of our credit unions to really see how we can protect them moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is so fast. Every time I talk to you, Jack, I'm so fascinated. So what should credit unions be doing in this area? What steps should they be taking? Because, again, this is not too far off.
Right. Oh, no, it's not. And I think many credit unions are starting to do this and really looking enterprise holistically in terms of how are all these channels protected today and how do we bring all that together. And actually, we've had credit unions reach out to us. Our enhanced fraud services consultants can be a part of that. Even though they're on that journey, we can also help them with that. I think it's really imperative that we look at it that way, because there's still too much focus on what's the scam of the week. How do I address this one-on-one, go through each piece of that? And in reality, that scam's happening, but how am I dealing with that and feeding that back in to handle all the next scams that happen? Because they're going to constantly shift. Once they figure out you have that one down, they're going to move somewhere else. So I think from a risk perspective, the entire executive team has to be involved in this. This can't be an operations. This can't be just a product thing. This has to be holistic.
Right.
Because you're going to see more and more of this, like we talked about, whether your channel is video, branching, you know, what are we doing there, and how does that interact with cards, and how does that interact with the other channels and new account opening, and how are we going to address that, because they're using more synthetic IDs, all those type of things, as we move forward. So I think every credit union has to have an action plan, both here and strategically thinking about where do we need to be in 3 years? How do we start getting ahead of this? Because it's just going to keep going.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's not going to slow down. We had Mark Sievright in here earlier, and he was talking about, well, actually, this is like 2 or 3 years ago when I talked to him. He said, technology or times right now are never going to be slower than they are now, and it was fast then. So, and it's just going to get, it's just going to keep getting faster and faster. So,
yeah, it's just from a human perspective. You know, you think we're going fast, almost like, and then next thing you know, you're going, they're catching up.
Yeah,
and you
exactly.
have to just keep pedaling further, which is back to our initial thing: why we're going to have to utilize machines. We can't look at every strategy moving forward and figure out what we're going to do. That'll be 10 seconds too late before they're getting in the system. That's why we're going to have the help from good AI.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that, the good AI and bad AI. I don't want to use bad Jack, good Jack, but I'll use good AI and bad AI.
I like good AI Jack and bad AI Jack. So
maybe that'll be our next solution.
That would be so fun. I mean, oh gosh. But yeah, this is definitely a reality for sure. Any other trends you want to touch on real quick before I let you go?
The fan favorites, card not present. Yeah. I think we're still seeing challenges there. What's interesting, Mike, is that worldwide we're actually seeing a decrease in that, about 4% decrease in card not present. Problem is, I always have a bad news story with the good news. In the United States, there's actually been a 4% uptick in card not present.
Okay.
But we really think when you take a look behind the things around 3D Secure and some of the technology, we've had a lower adoption rate as opposed to the rest of the world and some of the tokenization, but you're seeing a change in that. So very optimistic that once we get, PSU has a great system in place for 3D Secure. Once we get the merchants and the issuers all together on this, I think you're going to really see a card not present. That's really going to help that area. And then, of course, fraud scams. You know, romance scams, all the scams, across all channels, account opening, anytime IVR, back to our intelligent fraud decisioning. That's where that's going to actually help overall on the scams, because we still are addressing scams happening here, scams happening here, and how we're going to move forward. So I think those are like two key things that we're really going to have to look at. We're continuing to invest in that technology moving forward.
Gotcha. Yeah, thank goodness for folks like you out there keeping an eye on us. But, you know, but the rule of thumb from the human perspective is, like, when in doubt, check it out, especially if it's kind of a phishing type email, that type of stuff.
Absolutely. And the more and more, back to the things around technology, they're now drafting these things. It's not a human putting together the email. They're actually pulling in the data, getting your the CU brand, all those things. The machines are actually being able to design these things. So you're getting away from those where you used to see accents and misspellings. Even the advent of the chat AI and things where they're actually being able to put coherent sentences together, whatever language they need it to be in. And now it's starting to be real. So more and more, I think, education in the credit union. I know people say, we tell our members all the time that they have to watch out for that, and somebody still clicks on the link.
Right.
Yes, but if
right.
you can just stop 5 people this month from doing that, that's 5 less problems you have to deal with. Yep. So we have to continue that engagement around education. Yep. I think that's going to be important.
Good stuff, sir. Yep. Alrighty, well, I'm going to let you get going.
All right.
Looks like a session
we got a lot going
out.
On. Oh, look.
We got that peanut gallery back here.
I know. Again, they didn't throw anything at us, so that's good.
Thank goodness. Thank
you.
Yeah. This time. All right, Jack, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. Everybody, Jack Lynch from Triverity. Go check him out, doing some great things and keeping us protected as well.
Fantastic.
Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.